We'll see what you think of this.
Hello. Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas podcast. It's all about saving time and money. We'll give you our best tips for both. That is not frightful. My God, it's delightful. And today we're going to talk about al fresco dining. That means dining outside. We'll give you our favorite places on the Strip and away from the Strip as well. And if you're not afraid of heights, have I got a job for you. Plus, have a drink on me. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Let's get started.
Yeah. No more for him. Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. From the east side. And now your host.
Yes.
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney. Welcome, everybody, to Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. I'm your humble host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches, and what's going on? Hot stuff. Decided not to do the accent. Kind of screwed it up last time. And I'm joined, last time I said, oh, what's happening, hot stuff? And you corrected me. I think you said it was something.
Well, you screwed it up every time, not just last time.
Oh, God.
Welcome. How are you, Scott?
Oh, good. Well, let me go ahead and introduce you.
Okay.
Brett.
Hi.
There he is.
Hello again, everybody. How you doing?
Last year.
Yes, indeed.
Last year. Last week, he was my favorite broadcaster in the room. This week, not so much.
No? Second favorite?
Can I
be top two?
I'll give you number two.
As they say, to a yes or no question, second best answer is no. So second best broadcaster is second best.
Still second best.
Yeah,
I wouldn't argue with that. Hey.
It's a gold. It's a medal.
It is a medal. It's silver.
Silver, boy. Pewter. It's pewter.
You know what? Well, I'll talk about that in a minute. Hey, today's over and under 60 minutes. We are sticking with it.
Oh, I should turn on the timer. I forgot. Man. Did you start the show already?
Yes, we are. No, we're 3 minutes and 18 seconds into the show.
Well, I guess you're going to have to do it that way.
And
all right, 3 minutes and 18 seconds here. I'll just start it a little late and I'll stop it. I'll reset it. I'll start it. And I'll know at 56-ish, we should be done.
So first of all, today is National Beer Day.
It is a national holiday. It's not international. Oh, we're saluting. Yes. It's not International Beer Day. That's August the 7th.
Right.
And there's a lot of misinformation on Twitter about this.
Yeah, I figured.
So we figured we would bring back crappy American beer.
Woohoo!
Now, PBR back in the day was Rotgut. It was popular.
It was.
And then it was Rotgut. And now the amazing thing is it's actually very popular again. It's god awful.
I was going to say, I can tell why.
It's terrible.
That's some good
beer. I agree with you. And Mike says ass in a can, and I agree with him. It could be one of the, it was either this or Milwaukee's Best, which I used to drink in college. So I thought we'd drink some bad American beer. Now, I went to the liquor store. Do I have time for this quick story?
Sure.
Okay. And I asked them if they had in the back room, if they get damaged beer and they can't sell it, do you have like a... I wanted to create a grab bag of bad beer.
Is that right?
I used to do this. There was a place back when I went to college. A buddy of mine owned a liquor store.
That's kind of clever.
And we went back there, and he goes, hey, you guys go grab a case of beer out of the back, mismatch beers.
Right.
Because you get, like, let's say a case of bottlenecks, and five of them are broken.
Yeah.
You can't sell it, so he's got... So we would have grab bag parties in college, and you'd pull out, oh, my gosh, I got a Slitz. Oh, I got a Scroes. Oh, I got a Schaefer's.
Do you
I
know there's a restaurant that does that now?
That's a great idea.
At a Hard Rock, I forget the name of the restaurant, but one of them is basically a beer in a bag. You don't know what you get.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we did that. I got like a Guinness, which I hate.
Right.
And Melissa got, I think it was a PBR.
Which she hates, and you got two crabby beers.
Yeah,
you do have to go in there with the right attitude.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
Hey,
I got
by
a
way,
Hams.
Big day today. It's electoral day today here in the Las Vegas.
Election day.
Did
you get your ballot in the mail? It was pretty much for me one thing to vote for.
Yeah. So guess what?
Crowd of four has gathered to vote today.
The votes are in.
It's six to five.
Well, so here's what I was kind of surprised. just so you know how many people are registered to vote in Las Vegas?
In Clark County or the city of
Las Vegas?
I'm assuming
Clark County.
This is city elections, right?
Clark County.
Because we're voting for the mayor today.
Yep, Clark County.
Are you in the city right here?
I am now.
Okay. Registered voters in Clark County. Yep. I'm going to say
412,000. Jesus. Wow.
Am I close?
I've decided never to screw with you again. That was the spookiest thing.
Am I close?
419,000.
Oh my God, that was closest without going over. I've won the Price is Right. I'm in the showcase. I'm in the showcase showdown.
You've won many great prizes, Brad. You're an amazing guesser, and we're all afraid of you because we think you're the devil.
That was a pretty good guess.
That was a pretty good guess.
Missed it by 7,000.
So they haven't shown the actual people turning out yet, but they have early votes and mail turnout.
As in
M-A-I-L.
Oh, M-A-I-L.
Oh, man, comedy is hard. Mayor, Las Vegas, there are four people running, two of which...
Well, only two have a chance.
Right. One of them is a guy named Stavros...
Anthony.
Right, Anthony Stavros. And the other one is,
it's actually Stavros Anthony.
You're right.
His last name is Anthony.
Anthony, right. And the other one is Carolyn Goodman. Yes. So I want you to guess right now, of the people who have voted, the mail-in votes... The percentage. You don't have to give me the numbers. Actually, I can give you numbers. 21,000 people have voted so far.
I don't think it's going to be much more than that because it's an off election. It's Las Vegas. There was really nothing to vote on. I don't think you're going to have more than 40,000 people vote for mayor.
Right.
And Carolyn's going to get 72% of the vote.
Okay, so your prediction right now is 72%.
Yeah.
Right now, she has 51%.
Ooh.
Anthony has 45%.
All right.
I am shocked
by
that.
I'm very surprised by that.
I am shocked.
Well, I am surprised.
Did you see it? Because the ads that she ran, which is basically he's a no guy. You know,
yeah.
Know this, know that. I'm like, oh, well, she's got a few bucks.
And she's a yes. Open the checkbook. Yes.
Right. And his thing was, I think she paid $3 million, or the city paid $3 million to do a soccer or something or other.
Right.
Which I thought was actually kind of an effective argument. Anyways, I'm shocked that it's 45 to 51%. Who'd have guessed?
Well, I wonder which precincts have reported and if he has a chance to win.
They haven't done that yet. That's just mail-in. That wasn't.
Oh, that was only the mail.
That's just mail-in. Okay. Wasn't anything else.
Yeah. Did you vote?
Hey,
I normally do.
No.
I did not vote.
I completely forgot about it.
No, here's the problem.
Thanks for making
I live in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't watch the local news. I don't read the RJ any more than you do.
Yeah. No,
you know,
don't
right? Do you? Yeah. You know, I mean, the RJ is demographically a dead deal, reading the newspaper.
Yeah, it's dead.
You know, unless you need information. Like, honestly, since my son's now playing high school baseball, I read the sports page on Nevada Preps to see if all his buddies did something in their baseball games.
Right. I get you.
But that's about it.
All right. So here's the deal. So today was a crazy day. You know, it's been crazy windy out there.
Yes.
So I wake up this morning, I get a text message that says, hey, my security system says, oh, by the way, you've lost power at your studio, the main studio. I'm like, well, that's a problem because I have a 10 o'clock show. So I'm running there and I'm trying to take care of that. And NV Energy is like, oh, I'm sorry, we're not going to have it up until noon. Wait a minute. I got to do this. I've got to do that. So anyways, I'm driving back to the studio here to do some prep. I see this on the way back to the house. So if you look carefully in the circle, what you see is it says, keep distance, child inside. So they use like white shoe polish.
Right.
That's on top of a baby on board sign. So it was a baby on board sign. That wasn't enough. So on top of that white shoe polish, it says again, keep distance, !! Child inside, !! So I'm looking at that and I'm thinking to myself, huh. If I was that concerned about my children, I probably wouldn't have got a car that's about the size of a Tonka truck. it's a Skion or it's like a Hot Wheel.
Is it called a Scion?
Or
I don't know.
I don't know. But it, yeah. You know, it's about as big as a Hot Wheel. I used to have Hot Wheels.
Looks like a golf cart. Kind of like those smart cars.
So I kind of wanted to drive by and go, if you get hit by a golf cart, you're dead. so you know.
I got run over by a golf cart 2 summers ago.
Did you really?
I really did. It's a great story.
Did it hurt? We don't have time for your golf cart story.
Yes, I was in the hospital.
Really? Are you serious? Yeah, well, you know what? Pia Zadora?
Yeah.
She got in a cranking golf cart accident. She was in the hospital for months.
Yeah.
It messed up her head. Really, she had brain things and her Achilles was cut. It was bad.
My son ran me over. I'm not making it up. It's a true story. All I know is, oh my God, oh my God, Dad, look out, oh my God, boom. And I'm out. I'm down on the count. It's a great story. But
okay.
So we can add that to next week's show if you want to, or the week after.
We got so many. We should just do
I got stories.
Potpourri for $100.
Oh, potpourri.
Yeah. Yes. Or potpourri, where I just go, all right, Brett, tell a fucking story.
I could do it.
Here we go.
Edit one.
I want to put down the time.
We had the same problem. On Monday, we had... at the station, the motherboard on my main computer went out right before opening day for the Dodgers. And, of course, that means all of the advertisers' commercials loaded into the computer suddenly weren't able to be played.
How'd that go?
Yeah, not too well. I was at the game. I was in Los Angeles. So for me, it was fine.
Yeah, that's the other
not enjoying a $14.50 beer.
It was like $17.50 was the
top
one.
No, $14.50.
Oh, I thought the top one was $17.
$14.50 for a beer at Doyer Stadium.
Okay, last thing before we get to our main topic is that we've just brought on a new show on the Vegas Video Network. It's called Niche to Profit. This is a gal who makes a living selling stuff on eBay and Amazon. She does six figures selling stuff on eBay and Amazon. And this show teaches people how to do it. It's fascinating. So if you want to, if you've got a house full of crap.
All right, Jackie wants to hear my story.
Anybody? No, I don't care. All
right. Well, you're saying niche?
Niche.
What, can
niche.
We say niche?
Niche.
Are we gonna,
niche?
Shouldn't you be able to pronounce niche. Your own show properly?
Niche to profit.
What, are we in France? It's Nice. No, it's Nice.
Oh, man.
Niche.
Your birthday is next week, right?
Next week, yes.
You coming in next week?
Hey, you're going to unlock the door?
Taking a little time off for it? Let's get into our topic. Please, for the love of God.
Yes.
How are we doing on time? Looking good?
We just started, didn't we? It's 8:13 on a Tuesday night. We're about 13 minutes into this thing.
You just tell me when you need another beer, okay?
All right. I don't know if I want another one. That's the problem.
Hey, Jackie, did you miss the opening? Because it was really, really good.
According to Scott.
It was a shit show is what it was. Whoops, write that
down. Number two.
1502. Okay.
Are you actually writing down these possible edits?
Because I was so tardy last week to try to get somebody to do it. I had to do the editing.
Right.
It's a lot harder than...
Well, you did try the one guy, and apparently English and curse words were not part of his vocabulary.
And I asked him, hey, just curious, is English your first language? He's like, yeah, absolutely. Okay, then why did you miss three of them like in the span of 5 minutes?
Right.
How could you miss those?
He only knows Slurpee. Okay, where'd you hire him from?
No, he's American.
He is?
He's American, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I wasn't going to hire a guy from, Pakistan. I mean, that wasn't going to happen.
You can't watch the Dodger game. I just want you to know. Okay. I was at the Dodger game yesterday. Speaking of bad language.
We're trying to get to the topic.
I know, but at the Dodger game yesterday, speaking of bad language, there was a guy sitting behind me who had a vocabulary of six words.
Which was?
Bro and fucking. That was it. That's all he said the whole time. Okay. Every other word. That was it. And after the game was over, I said to him, hey, you know what? Congratulations. He goes, what? I go, that is 6,000 F-bombs and bros, 90% of your vocabulary. I didn't think you could do it in 90 minutes, but you did it.
What did he say?
He started laughing. Oh, I'm sorry, bro. I go, it's no big deal. I'm laughing the whole time. My kids are almost 18 years old. They've heard us all come out of my mouth.
Can I have
but it's
you
like,
be,
dude.
Can I have you be in charge of writing down when we swear?
Is you really?
Because I'm so busy on this side.
Okay, hey, I know you are.
Well, you can't do it. Actually, you don't even know what time. Never mind, you can't do it.
How about you just don't do it? I know. All right.
You big pussy. All right. So
write that down.
No, really?
Sure.
Really?
Yes.
Ah, come on.
Well, come
That's
on.
Not one of the seven words. No, I might. Come on.
get me in trouble.
No, that's not a bad word. Okay, so we wanted to, as you saw in that amazing opening, we're going to talk a little bit about some time and cost-saving things from a local's perspective. So, you know, one of the things that when I first moved here, I really wanted to find out, you know, what's the inside scoop? How can I do things to impress my neighbors and impress the people who come to visit me? Oh, Scott, you're Mr. Vegas. That's right, I am. Watch this. So this is kind of what I do to be Mr. Vegas.
Dan Tana.
Mr. Vegas.
Mr. Vegas.
So the first one is, if you use this line, I'm going to tell you how to do two great things. The line is, stand by. This is for you. I appreciate your help. Let's all do it together. Okay? Probably again. Here we go.
This is for you. I appreciate your help.
Okay. That seems fair enough. Now, what do you add to that? Money.
Right.
Just a little bit of money. So the first one is valet parking. I've talked about this before. Valet parking is the thing to do on the Strip. No one likes going to the Strip.
Right.
Except to valet park. Now, during the regular day, valet parking is super easy. Early afternoon, super easy. Mm-hmm. But on the evening, especially Friday night, Saturday night, it becomes harder to valet park. Now, of course, if you're a guest and you drive in like from California, you can valet park all day because you're a guest. But if you drive in to one hotel, or you're staying at one hotel, but you want to go to another hotel, or if you're a local, you drive in a car, you can't say, oh, well, you could, you know what? I wonder if I just said, yep, stay in here.
Yep.
But that's lying.
You could. You could do what I do, too.
But do you lie?
I don't lie. I just might produce fabricated information from long ago.
Like what?
Like, oh, my mom and dad were just here 6 months ago, and I still have the key to their hotel room. I'm a guest.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That's a good way to do it.
Here's what. Oh, borrow your player's friend's card, or your friend's player's card. I did do that.
No, you want to get into a pool in Las Vegas? Hang under the room key. You got a friend that came into town? Have him keep the room key. Get it to you. Great ways to get around.
I have actually one of our. We have two friends who are like super triple diamond, whatever you call those people. I think Jackie is one of those. And so I couldn't wait to go parking on a Friday night or a Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Pull into the diamond lane. Are you a guest? Stuart Poynter.
Yes. Stuart, your accent is no longer Russian. Puck is a cop.
He's actually English.
Oh, he's English. Like, oh,
sorry. And they almost caught me. They're like, what's your last name? I'm like, Poynter.
Stuart.
Because I'm honest. Okay, so here's what you do. Just give and you actually brought this up, give the valet folks $5.
Mm-hmm.
$10. It's all it takes. Look, if you are valet parking in San Francisco, you're $20 before you even walk in. If you're in a hotel in San Francisco, you're $36 before you even walk in.
That was $50 for me in San Francisco about a month ago.
It's just nuts.
$50 a night.
So look, it's a Saturday. It's busy. You pull in. You just take your, here's what I do. I take the money. I palm the five or I palm the 10. I get out of the car.
Right.
Is what so I get out of the car. I'm all smiling. Hi, good to see you. Palm. Hey, what do I say? This is for you. I appreciate your help. I have never not had that work.
Right.
It's awesome. So do that, number one.
Might take a little more on a big night. Let's say at the MGM Grand, it's a fight night or something like that. It might take you $20, but they'll park.
But 20.
Or you do the other thing, which is I'm only going to be in there for a few minutes.
Mm.
Keep it close.
I've not done that.
You do the old keep it close thing.
Oh,
and they'll keep it close.
Well, if you give them 10, they'll keep it close as well. So that's the first one, valet. The second one.
Sometimes they'll say, with your car, not keeping it close. So
you've seen my car.
Are you driving a Bentley?
Yeah.
Not sure the Toyota is going to be sitting next to the Bentley. But they'll at least valet your car for you.
Right. Okay, second one. This is for you. I appreciate your help. This is when you check in. This works every time unless you've got a pregnant, unhappy woman who's at the check-in counter at, let's call it Bellagio. Okay, don't try it there because it just won't work. But here's what you do. You take your, hold on. Here's your credit card. Here's a $20 bill.
All right.
And on top of that is your driver's license because you got to give them both. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to ask, hey, can I see your ID and your credit card that you want to use? Absolutely. So you sandwich it in. You don't go. You just sandwich it in and hand it to them. And when they open it up, it's like Christmas, quite frankly.
Ooh.
They open it up and go, and you say, this is for you.
Can I have a room without a view of the air
conditioning? I appreciate your help. Now, sometimes I might say, if you can see any upward mobility for me, boy, that'd be pretty awesome. And
let me talk to your boss. He sees no mobility for you.
I am the boss.
Oh, that's right. That's because you got fired so many times.
Not coming in next week, right?
Jackie says not for a 20. You need more than a 20.
Mm-mm. Apparently, you are wrong, Jackie.
Scott's got those blue eyes.
I'm telling you, 20. I do have blue eyes. And then I play that little musical intro thing I just whipped. Do a little have a drink on me, a little whoa. And I'm telling you, I can pretty much have my way with anybody. It's a gift, really. I don't want to brag. And 50, that's too much. Here, let's go ahead and hear that part again because it was pretty cool. Want to hear it again? I do. Stand by. Wait, that's the wrong one. That's smoke. Oh, for fuck's sake. Never mind.
21.
What was that? 2037. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You should have tuned in early because it was awesome.
I just want to say officially this beard rots.
Would you like another one?
Oh, God. I'm not sure I could stomach it.
No, you don't want another one?
I'm sure
you don't get one. Well, do you want one or not?
Well, not yet. I'm not done with this one.
Okay. Fine. Yeah.
Okay. This is absolutely horrible.
It's not that bad. I think you're exaggerating a little bit. Why did that not work? Hold on. Why is it doing that? Oh man, this thing. Hold on. This is pissing me off. Stand by. Now why aren't you playing? Oh, I know why. There it is. Okay. That's what I do when I'm rocking out. Yeah. Okay. So that's the first one. Okay, next one. I actually learned this from our friends Dave and Alicia when they were doing pub crawl. And that is, if you go to a bar on the strip and you buy, let's say, a beer.
Right.
Let's say a PBR.
Why would you ever do that on purpose?
My first question is, stop buying people. And they're applauding because of the gunshot.
The good thing about this 12-pack that I bought, it was less than $8.
Oh.
That gives you an idea of the quality that we're drinking here.
Sometimes you just got to, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah. Good stuff. Okay, so here's the deal. So you go to a bar and you say, I like to have a beer. What kind of beer? I don't know, that beer. It's a decent beer. What are you going to pay? You're probably looking at $10.
Sure.
Something like that. Easy. Here's what you do. Especially if you want to walk around. Now, if you want to walk around, you know, you go get those big 65 ounces thing, and they're $145.
Right,
but you get to take it home, which means you're an idiot.
It's a commemorative cup.
Oh, you're an idiot. But you buy a beer at the same thing. Yeah, it's $15 because you want to walk around the strip. No, here's what you do: you go to the sundry shop, any sundry shop. I don't care what it is.
Right,
and buy the beer there, buy the booze there.
Good idea.
It's huge. How much is the beer there? I don't know. $2, $3, something like that. Not very much.
That's a hell of an idea.
It's a great idea, and it's the same in pretty much every casino.
Yeah.
You're impressed by it.
I like that idea.
See?
Yeah.
Sundry shop.
Oh, you want to get a cocktail? I'll be right back.
You're right there. Where are you going?
Hey, I got a PBR for $3.
I'm going to get a PBR and Alka-Seltzer.
And a pack of gum.
Right.
And some condoms.
Jujubes.
We're good to go.
And what's that pink stuff? Oh, Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, there you go.
Just in case.
Actually, at the Cosmo, the sandwiches in the Cosmo are created by an employee of mine and desserts. That's your little business.
Inside scoop there. So sundry shop, if you're going to be walking, especially if you're going to be walking around. Yeah. Like, I'm not sure that I would buy a beer at the sundry shop and then go to a bar in the same casino.
Well, you probably could.
Not sure I would do that. You could. But
people do all kinds of crazy stuff in Vegas. Are you kidding?
Really?
I mean, there's really no rules in that regard.
I think that's a big lie.
You know, what's true.
Okay, fine. Yeah. All right, next travel tip. This is a travel tip. Tip.
Good Lord. Tip.
For fuck's sake. Tip. Yeah. 2340. Okay.
What did the leper say to the prostitute?
I don't know.
Keep the tip.
Oh, man, there's no reason for that. Okay, here we go. This is a travel tip. So, as I mentioned before, locals hate driving to the strip. They also hate driving past the strip, whether they're going from east to west or west to east. There is a amazing, let's call it a thoroughfare.
Right.
That takes you.
They call it an arterial.
Oh, I like that.
It actually has that word.
That sounds medically
right? Fascinating, yes. Right.
So this what's it called?
Arterial.
Arterial. That's right. My cue from the, well, look at Maya and Mike. All these guys have got it. It's Desert Inn. So I actually checked it out today. I mean, I drive this all the time. There's two things. First of all, here's a map of Desert Inn. Bum, ba, da, da. The circle you see on the left-hand side is Desert Inn and Valley View. That's on the west of 15.
Right.
And the circle you see on the right side is Desert Inn and Paradise. So that's right by where, for example...
It does keep going a little farther to Joe W. Brown.
But wait a minute. Stand by. That's
pretty much no stops.
No stopping is my line.
Yeah, yeah.
So thanks for checking in on the notes.
Okay.
All right. So this is to Paradise. So from that first circle to the second circle, that's 2 miles that goes straight across. It takes you about 2 minutes.
Well, if you're going 60.
It's a minute.
Usually you try to go about 80.
Some people try to.
Then you get down in the tunnel, which is right there by the Wynn and the Encore, yes. Right past the 15.
Right by the golf
course. And every
once
in a while, there's a motorcycle cop sitting there, just so you know.
Right. Now, here's the other really cool thing. This is really cool. Now, look at this. Watch the map, everybody. Boink. This. If you want to, if I want to go to, for example, Fashion Show or Treasure Island or the Mirage, mm-hmm. or any of those, there's an off ramp. As you start going up Desert Inn, you're going east on Desert Inn. It feels like once you start going up, that's it. You can't get off. There is one little off ramp, and it's called Highland Drive. And you can get off this off ramp, and it takes you to Industrial, basically, which is the backside. By the way, all the taxi drivers use Industrial to go up and down, in essence, the strip, because it's not as busy.
It's also where the strip joints are located.
Yes, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Brett.
I know you didn't. And Highland Drive as well.
Never knew that.
No, I had no idea.
Didn't even
know. The bad thing about Highland Drive is you can get off it and get off from Desert Inn, but you can't get on Desert Inn from Highland Drive.
It does. So if you're...
That's the problem.
If you get off of it and go, wow, I am pretty smart.
Yeah, I'm at the Deja Vu Love Boutique.
I got to go back.
Oh, crap. I got to go back.
I got to go back to the Vegas Video Co-op studios.
Just even your old studios. Yeah. The problem with DI is that it's too hard. It's kind of hard to backtrack across town to come back on the strip. So what I do...
What do you do? This is perfect for you.
No, I do it all the time.
You should do this when you're coming back
from
the
Palazzo,
as a matter of fact.
Well...
I do that. I actually go all the way...
Well, put the map back up. I'll tell you what I do.
I go all the way to Paradise, and then I come back because it's on Sands.
Right.
So I take Paradise...
But you go and see, I personally have a fundamental problem with going too far one direction to come back another direction. I can't do it.
It's easier to go
I'm not going east
there.
To go west.
It's easier to go there than it is to come
back.
Well,
for me to go to the Palazzo, for example, what I do is I take Desert Inn, because I'm leaving from the radio station, which is basically Sahara and Jones area.
Right.
I'll go down Desert Inn. I will go to... I'll go to Valley View. And I'll drop down on Spring Mountain. And Spring Mountain takes me right into the parking garage at the Palazzo, which is the easiest accessible parking garage with no drama whatsoever. Yep. All you got to do is get across the street, and you can do it across the strip real easily at Spring Mountain, which turns into Sands.
Yep.
And there you go.
I'll just say this. When I discovered that Highland thing.
I like that Highland thing.
It's felt like I was a genius.
Well, the other one is Koval behind the Rio, behind Caesars Industrial.
Just mentioned Koval.
That one, it's now turned into Dean Martin Drive, and it's changed names a couple times. We've had this conversation before.
Like, it's Dean Martin, it's Koval. Yeah. You're a liar. You're both liars. Or you're
We're both right. We're both correct. So that one I like as well. So there is the good thing about living here where you really can get to the strip without having to drive on the strip.
That's huge
important.
Play.
It's huge.
Yeah. And you know,
especially if you know your way around.
And my favorite restaurant, as we've said before, is on the corner of Fashion Show and Las Vegas Boulevard, which is the Capitol Grill. And so this is just, it's just.
See, you could also take Desert into Spring Mountain if you want to go to Capitol Grill and turn left in the Fashion Show and wrap back around.
We do that. I used to do that until I learned this because that's faster for where I live.
Yeah.
Are you souther than me? I guess you are souther.
More south?
Or souther.
Souther. My house or where? I'm basically.
Your house, not your, I know where you work.
Where are we here? We're at
Charleston and basically Buffalo.
I'm a little farther south.
You are souther.
Yeah.
Which is a
not much souther.
It's souther.
The next major intersection, souther.
Okay, next tip. It's about show tickets. Probably the worst place to buy show tickets is at the box office.
No doubt.
Every time. It is bad. It is really bad. It's bad. So if you are a local, there's one exception, if you're a local. So if you're a local, a lot of places here will have local deals. For instance, Cirque du Soleil, which used to never have deals for us local types until about 2007.
right.
2008, when all hell broke loose. Then all of a sudden, boy, they started to really kind of like us locals. So if you, you should call them up and say, hey, do you have a locals deal? Like, for instance, Cirque du Soleil, you can get two Cirque tickets for $99. What? That's awesome.
Right.
But if that's not a play, what do you do? Okay, so one of the places that I use is a place called House Seats. This is for, this is primarily a local play, I would argue. But the cool thing about it is, here's their website, houseseats.com. You pay a yearly fee. Like, we pay $89 for four tickets for any show we want for a year. And I just wanted to show you what's up there right now. So, for example, the Jeff Civilico, great show. Mike Hammer, great show. Gordy Brown, good show. Great show.
Gordy's very good.
Yeah. And down there, second line, the Hypnosis, Kevin Lapine. That guy just won 2050's hypnotist, whatever. There's some really good shows here. That Steve Connolly guy, a really good Elvis guy. Defending the Caveman, that was a great show. A lot of comedy here, divas. All these shows.
Country Superstars also is a good show.
Is it? Yep. The Island Heat thing I've heard is kind of interesting. I haven't been to that. But all these.
That's at Kahunaville? Is that
yeah,
what it is?
Yeah. And like Pinup, that's the one over at Stratosphere.
Right.
Sexy, oh, they're already giving them away. Rocks, blah, blah, blah. So look at this. These are some pretty decent shows. Now, you're not going to get, you know, you're not going to get Celine Dion shows here. But these are fun shows. And they're free, basically. So I really, really like this show tickets for low, or I'm sorry, House Seats. The other thing to do, of course, is Radio Shopping Show. I know a guy.
The Radio Shopping Show. Yes. Go to kshp.com. Or you can go to radioshoppingshow.com.
Okay.
And then you can click on Las Vegas. Now, the cool thing about what we do, there's not a membership charge. We have dozens of shows.
Right.
Again, a lot of the same shows you showed there, plus many others, like all the shows at Planet Hollywood, the shows at Tropicana, the shows at the Rio, and various Bally's. You're going to save a lot more. For example, you might be able to get a pair of tickets for $10.
Yep.
To that might be an $80 pair of tickets to go see it to a comedy club, for example.
Hard to beat.
Or get a $130 value pair of tickets somewhere for like $30.
A lot of comedy clubs.
Yeah.
If you pay to get into a comedy club, you're not paying attention.
No, and the other thing is, in one of the best tips is to become friends with people who work in the casinos.
Wow, well,
because for sure. They get, for example, you want to go see Celine or how about Rod Stewart?
Can you get that for free?
Well, not necessarily for free, but you can get the employee discount. If you know somebody who can buy tickets for you to go see Rod Stewart on one of these shows.
I do know somebody.
Whatever, then they get a certain allotment occasionally, all the time.
Oh, you're right.
But occasionally they'll say, hey, we got tickets.
I completely forgot about that. Exactly. I got a friend who works at Mirage now.
Right. And say, hey, you got tickets for whatever.
Okay, where else? So, you know, half price tickets, whatever those places are called, all the brokers up and down the strip. Those are great deals as well. Right. If you just need to, like, for instance, we went and saw Zumanity. Got it for, I don't know, $60, $90 for two tickets. This is a couple years ago. It's just an awesome way to go. So if you're paying full price, I don't think you're paying attention, quite frankly. Right.
The biggest thing that's changed about Las Vegas, if you go back to 1979 Las Vegas, let's say, or whatever, when the Rat Pack was doing stuff, okay, you gambled and they gave you comps for gambling.
Right, right.
Now it's almost changed a little bit. They bring you into the casino with the entertainment and the restaurants and hope that you gamble.
Yeah, yeah.
With stuff.
Well, now, it's upside
one of the great
down.
Tricks my dad always told me, this is something we talked about a long time ago. Is, you know, and again, this has probably changed a little bit. Is let's say you want to go out and you want to get some comps. You walk into a craps table, and you throw $1,000 on the table. You get your $1,000 of chips. You play for a little while. You get your comps, and basically you leave and you spend $100 or whatever. You take your chips kind of back with you. The corporation, the I don't know what's the word for it. The changing of Las Vegas from a individual owner standpoint to a
corporate thing.
To a corporate standpoint, that's changed that stuff quite a bit.
You know? Well, it's always been the big. I've always been interested with the musician argument that says, you know, they should have more live music in places and they as opposed to DJs. That's a big thing. All the musicians in town have always been bitching and moaning about DJs. They should have us. They should have big bands. And I've always said they would.
But you're not
if
free.
You made them, well, no, no. That's not
if
it.
You made them money.
The DJs are being paid $100,000 a night.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about the guys in the nightclubs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, they're not paying them $100,000 a night because they're nice people. They're paying them $100,000 a night because they're bringing in $2 million a night.
Right.
A night. So if you're a big band.
Because we're selling $1,500 bottles of vodka
that you
can buy for $8 at a Dodger game.
And so that was, you know, they said, you know, it's become corporate. The truth of the matter is the same concept happened back in the mafia days as today. The exact same concept, which was we'll bring you in, we'll give you free stuff, but we expect that you're going to gamble. And back then, right. I would go see Frank Sinatra. It was 2 in the morning. What am I going to do? Hell, I'm going to gamble my ass off at 3 in the morning because I got nothing else to do. And I'm wide awake because I just saw the greatest entertainer ever. So it's the same math. But you know, again, these musicians are, they should have us do it. They should have us do that. Yeah, all you got to do is bring in $2 million and then we'll hire you in a New York second, brother.
Right.
Okay, speaking of music, as a matter of fact, I'm a fan of music.
I've
I'm
heard.
A special fan of music that, did you want to hear it again?
No, heard enough.
That's not very nice. I thought part of it was
You're very good. I can't complain. You're excellent. And you guys
can, okay, you're back. You're
you've
back.
You got
in.
All the controls. So if you want to play it, God bless you. Go ahead and push the button, buddy.
Well, you can see how well I did that last time. What's that button do?
It might take 6-7 hours before you push the button.
Stop yelling at me.
We're at 37, by the way, just so you know.
I think we're going to be okay.
You think?
I think so, yeah, because the other things are going to be, well, that second topic might be challenging. We'll see. Okay, so, and this is our last one for this topic here, so I think we're doing okay. So my thinking is free music. I think all musicians should be paid. I just don't want to pay them.
You just want to pay them. So here, we're going to have the hat for them. Fill up the hat. What do you call those guys? You call them on the street? You call
buskers.
Them? Buskers, yes. Yes, you're a busker.
Oh, hey.
Paycheck. What are you, ooh, what are you crazy? How about hold out your hat, Jack?
Okay, that worked out real well.
You have lots of potential.
Let's talk about some music places where you can go hear really, really good free stuff. Let's first talk about jazz and piano. That's for the older set. Me, I'll take it. I'll take on the jazz.
If I could, I'm thinking this is what you're talking about, the Bellagio, the piano bar at the Bellagio.
So there's actually a couple. So actually pretty much all the Bellagio places now, they used to have like a top 40 kind of thing. I don't know if they still do or not, but the piano bar, which I forget the name of it, right by the check-in, it's we've talked about it before. It's a great place. There's also another jazz bar that goes in, I don't know, it might be 70 feet, maybe 100 feet. It's not very far. And they do more like trios or duos, that kind of stuff, but still kind of a jazzy standards thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you dig the jazz stuff, the Bellagio is a good place. And then we actually had this as a have a drink on me place, a Boulevard Cocktail, which is in the Links area. They do the most straight ahead jazz pretty much anywhere in Las Vegas. They do it on Tuesday nights, and they do it late Sunday night, like 11 o'clock start on a Sunday.
Right.
But it's just straight-ahead jazz, killer musicians, killer singers. If you dig the jazz, that's the place to go. My favorite place for the top 40 is actually Paris. They have a little bar and then this little stage. Then it's blocked off. It used to be you could walk by it, see it. And now they've walled it off kind of. It's kind of weird.
Chicky Bow Wow.
But it's a Chicky Bow Wow party, baby.
That's the porn. What are you talking about?
Chicky Bow Wow. It's the Chicky Bow Wow party.
Yeah.
And it's always, you know, four, maybe eight people. They're doing, you know, Cool in the Gang.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate.
Do we have to?
Yeah. Feel it. Nope, that wasn't it. Okay,
no.
So, but Paris, God, I really enjoy that. There's a bar right there. Here's the downside of that bar. It's hard to get in.
Really?
Oh, man. when it's hopping on a Friday or Saturday, good luck. It's packed. It's packed up, so you got to get in. The way you do is you kind of get on. The bar, actually, is like a horseshoey kind of bar. And one side is by the band on the outside. The other side is outside by some club or whatever. Get on the inside.
Okay.
So you're ready. You're prone. You're like a vulture. I'm ready. And then when you see somebody open up, pow, you're in there. Back off, pal.
Hey, bartender, that's
I'm here.
Spot.
This is my place. So that's a cool place for the disco. Okay. Where else? Up and comers. This is kind of a very inside local thing. If you want to see strip performers, and of which there are many, and some of these strip performers here are stunning singers, just amazing. They go to a place on Monday night called, it's called Bootlegger Bistro.
Very good Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
They moved recently. You know, they're in a newer location.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But they've been there for 10 years, 15 years or whatever.
Man, not quite that long. But probably close.
Yeah. So this place, this is way
south
down.
Strip.
Yeah. South
Springs.
Strip. Yep. Way the hell down there. So it's kind of a pain in the ass to get to. But on Monday night, one of our friends, Kelly Clinton, hosts this. It's kind of like, I don't want to call it an open mic, but it is. It's more of a cabaret kind of thing. So basically anybody can sing or do stand-up or whatever. But these people who go here,
Exactly. Used to be at Eastern Flamingo. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. They're just killing it. And at the same time, you've got like these little girls who are 14 years old who come in and like, you know, what the hell are you doing? Awesome stuff. And a really impressive backup band. It's cool. I mean, and you've also got people like Clint Holmes, naturally married, doing, and Huggy Bear. You know who Huggy Bear is?
From Starsky and Hutch?
He's there all the time.
Really?
Huggy? Oh, I bumped into him this weekend.
That's awesome.
He's big friends with the
Clint. Way in the movie, that was Snoop Dogg.
Yes, it was. But the original.
Who lives in town?
Whatever his name is. The original Huggy Bear, I just forgot his name. He's there almost every night, or every Monday night. He's there in his little booth.
Are they still serving dinner?
Yeah.
Because food's very good.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, though. If you want to get you can sit at the bar, you know, and if you want to get dinner there, I mean, it's sometimes it's real busy. Sometimes it's not during the performances. But it's just such a cool inside. It used to be celebrity karaoke.
Okay.
But now it's become, it's like this cabaret kind of thing. It's just a really happening place. So if you're a local, you got to check it out. And even if you're a tourist and you've got some time, if you're here on a Monday, go check this out. You'll be
Antonio Fargas. Thank you,
Jackie.
Him.
Antonio Fargas. Super nice guy. And then finally, for the party vibe, look, there is really no better place to go than Fremont Street Experience. Three stages, no waiting.
My mother has actually performed at the Fremont Street Experience.
Hmm.
Just thought I'd let you know that.
A busker?
No, she was at one time. Now, my mother is 80 years old. She's a former Miss Senior Missouri.
All right.
And they came every year at the Imperial Palace before the IP changed over. Now they go to, I think they go to Atlantic City. But they come for the Miss Senior Olympic pageant.
Right.
Olympic. Jesus. Miss Senior America pageant.
Well played.
All right. Not the special.
No.
Yeah, apparently I've had too much. God, it almost makes you nauseous. Anyway, they come and perform. She's in a dance group. Huh. They've performed in Russia. They've performed all over the world.
Wow.
They're like fantastic. My mom's been a tap dancer since she was 7 years old.
Wow.
So she taps all over the world, and they came and they got to do a show on Fremont Street at one of the stages.
Cool.
And I do believe it was Oscar Goodman that introduced them, which was kind of cool.
That's very
cool. Actually were on America's Got Talent, and they were told by Howie Mandel, we'd love to take you to they went to Chicago and actually made the cut.
Really?
They go, we'd love to take you.
Well,
exactly. But what are you guys are 75-year-old ladies who are phenomenal dancers, but what the hell are we going to do with you?
We're going to put you on stage and half you're going to die.
Yeah. No, not that. They're actually very good.
Howie's very nice. He wouldn't say that.
Yeah,
but Fremont Street Experience, look, it's, you know, it's there are some people who are saying, have said, it can be a little shaky. Sometimes it can be. I think it's gotten a lot better. A lot more security there. But the bands there's some great bands. I actually saw Cheap Trick there.
My favorite band of all time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I can play a really good Cheap Trick song. Clock Strikes 10.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Great song.
I love that song.
I've partied with Cheap Trick. That's really? Like my claim to fame.
Really? So I saw them. They did
another good story.
They did a...
Buddy Carlos.
What's the Beatles song or the Beatles album? Sergeant Pepper. They did a concert
at the LVH. They were at the LVH.
Oh, were they? Moved. Oh, yeah, they were.
I saw it.
To Paris. It was pretty cool.
It was fantastic.
Now, they were just at Fremont Street Experience like 2 weeks ago. I saw them.
Thanks for telling me.
Well, hold on. Let me tell you why I didn't tell you. First of all, I didn't know that you were so into them.
Yes.
But I saw them about 4 years ago at Fremont Street, and it was complete.
It wasn't
shit.
Good. Okay, it wasn't good.
They're like, yeah, we're going to play our next song on our new album. I'm like, hey, how about, I don't know, Surrender?
Yeah.
Maybe you ought to play Surrender. How about Surrender? That's a pretty
California
good song.
Man, please.
How about that? How about Hello There, Ladies and Gentlemen? Why don't you open with that, you idiot?
Clock strikes two.
Right. It was horrible. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening?
How about The Flame?
No, right. Anything. Just right. Play something that I can sing.
How about
sing
I
to.
Want You to Want Me?
Yeah. You have a couple good songs. Yeah, I see the big
I saw them. This. It, I saw them when I was in college. Above a bowling alley in a bar, and I remember, and afterwards we were partying with them. We're drinking with
oh,
them.
Really?
We're in backstage with them. Oh, and I go, how does it go from playing live at Budokan to above a bowling alley in Quincy, Illinois? How exactly did that happen?
Did you ask him that?
Yes.
Who, oh, are you kidding me?
I was talking to Robin Zander.
Oh my God.
He's laughing.
What did he say?
He's laughing. No, it was funny as heck. Actually, he...
Oh, man, that's a great question.
That was funny, yeah.
Then he started to cry a little bit.
My health, the mightiest power.
I love that. Yeah. It's a great question, Brett. Go.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. That's it. So those are my favorite
time. We delivered
time
two girls for him.
And
so
money.
Okay.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
Attaboy.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. You are a pimp.
Yes.
You're a pimp daddy, yo. All right, that's my favorite tips. Do I have more? Yes. No. If I had more, hell, I'd put them down.
Yeah.
But I'll say I have more because it makes me mysterious.
It was a good tip. We're at 42 minutes. I just thought, 45 minutes. I just
okay. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with some other stuff. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. I believe that's what we call it, yeah.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of What's New. But today, instead of talking about the radio shopping show, we're going to talk about a unique opportunity available on KSHP Radio, in partnership with the great folks at the Vegas Video Network. Have you ever thought about hosting your own show? Here's a chance for you, not just to be on the radio on AM 1400, but also to have a video podcast to go along with it lives for a long time. Think of the three-pronged approach. You'll be on television, you'll be on the desktop, also on mobile, on a program that has a tremendous shelf life for advertisers. So if you ever thought about doing a show, let's say you're in real estate, a great chance for you to stand out above the crowd of the other 9 million real estate agents in Las Vegas. Maybe you're a sports fan. You're saying, I can do a sports show. Let's talk sports. Well, there's a chance for you to prove it. Or maybe you're just a business owner looking for a way to stand out above your competition. Hosting your own show is a great way for you to become the expert in your field without telling anybody you are the expert in your field. Let's talk about this. All you've got to do is show up, be prepared to talk about the items that you want to talk about. We'll handle everything else. The shows can be done at the KSHP studios or at the Vegas Video Network studios. And again, we handle everything. The rates are very affordable, and the shows are syndicated on the Vegas Video Network as well. Ooh. So give me a call directly at 902-2380. That's 702-902-2380 to discuss rates and available times. It's a great way for you to stand out above the competition. And when the average consumer is going to look to do business with somebody, they look to do business with the people they know and the people they trust. And that person is going to be you. So host your own radio show.
It's me.
Give me a call, 902-2380. That's 902-2380. And start hosting your show today.
What's that clicky sound, though?
That's my thing starting.
Why does it go click, click? Yeah, baby.
There's some cheap trick
for you. There's some cheap trick. All right.
All right. They could have played that. Instead, they were playing something you never heard of before.
Hey, let me play a little something off my first solo album. Hey, good idea, Robin.
Did you see the Super Bowl a couple of years ago? They did. They took the Dream Police song and they changed it to the Green Police. It was absolutely hilarious. Mm-mm. It was a terrific commercial. And actually, I think Robin Zander was actually in the commercial
really?
As well. It's like the Green Police.
He's a good singer, Robin Zander.
Very good.
Okay,
a lot of fun.
Hey, I've been kind of watching a group.
I don't know ASCAP because it was less than 15 seconds. I'm cool.
Well, we can talk about that.
Everybody
someday.
Knows everything about everything.
Yeah, no, that's all
BS.
Yeah. So, somebody in the live chat BSing it. Well, that's look at no.
I know.
Okay, so look, here we are. There's a group of people out there. There's actually just two guys, or a guy and a gal, Ashley and Daryl. They run this website called Las Vegas for Beginners. Here's the website. They're just the nicest. Well, there was the website. There it is. Here's the website, lasvegasforbeginners.net. super nice couple. They have a Facebook page, and they're out there trying to help, you know, people who are coming to Vegas for the first time kind of have a good idea. So I actually reached out to them and said, hey, you guys, I like what you're doing. How about we, you know, we do a little segment where we feature, you know, you have ideas that you may have for locals. And they came up with a really cool idea. And this one is, as we said in the opening video, which was stunning, I'd be more than happy to play for it again if you'd like, is the idea of al fresco dining. And for those of us from France,
how about a fresca?
That's It's al fresco dining, which means to dine outdoors. This right now, by the way, is arguably one of the best times in Las Vegas to do that.
Not today.
Well, today's a little...
today's a bad day for your horse hands.
Today's a little
it's
windy.
It's a bad day.
It's a little windy today. But general time, the April, the May...
Well, I will say this time of year, yes, weather temperature is fantastic, but if you suffer from allergies, it's not a good time to be outside dining. Because allergies are horrible. This year. Yeah, well, it's my wife too.
Really?
And personally, for me, are you a big outdoor dining fan? Do you enjoy dining outside?
I love that.
See, I don't.
See, I love it.
I mean, I will if I'm in the mountains somewhere in Colorado going, okay, I'm going to hang out here in the summer and
I love it.
Eat outside. Or even even especially under a heater, I'd be happy to do it.
I love it.
Well, okay. The problem with cities like Vegas and New York and places, you're eating with exhaust. That's what you're like, oh, yeah, eat outside in New York.
Here's my take on that. I grew up in Southern California. Our rule was, if I can't see it, I'm not breathing it.
Okay. All right. But in New York, it literally, you're on the curb and there's the curb. You're here, there's a sidewalk and there's a big truck.
Yeah, that's not the same.
Yeah.
We just had smog. I'm like, oh, that's a good one. Oh,
that's smog.
That's some good smog. All right, so al fresco, we've got a list. They sent me a list of about 400 places. These, Ashley, Daryl, awesome researchers. We're not going to go through all of them, but we'll go through a couple that I think are pretty good. And then I believe that we've got a locals off the strip play as well, brought to you by our good friends at brettgrant.com. Okay. So, one of my favorite places, Mon Ami Gabi.
You mean Mon Ami Gabi?
Mon Ami Gabi. Where is that at? That's at the Paris Hotel or Casino. Mon Ami Gabi. It's a great place. Why is it great? Good food, for one thing, but also probably one of the best views in the world. If I were the guy who owned Paris, I'd be like, yeah, we'll build it here. Why? That fountain will probably take off. That looks pretty good.
Yeah, directly across the street from the Bellagio fountains.
I think that fountain will be okay.
Good spot.
It's pretty good. So good food, amazing location to hang out. A second one. Actually, I'm not going to do that 1, 2, 3, 4th one because that one is a have a drink on me one.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
So you pick one.
Well, you know, you talk about on the Nine Fine Irishmen, which is a very cool Irish pub at New York, New York. Also has very cool outdoor dining. The nice thing about New York, New York, is the fact that you've got a lot of space before you get to Las Vegas Boulevard, and you're actually kind of above the people walking a little bit. So you're not, you know, like even Mon Ami Gabi is in that regard. You're not, you're not the same level as the last thing you want to do. Honestly, like a couple of these, I don't like the idea because it's like a rail next to you and there's a guy walking next to you while you're trying to eat your meal and there's somebody a foot away smoking as they walk by and they're looking at your shrimp cocktail, they're going to breathe on it.
As a matter of fact, my have a drink on me has an amazing view.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Let's talk about, let me see, which one do I want to do next? I think we'll do Strip Burger. Strip Burger is actually at the Fashion Show, and it's on the corner of Fashion Show, or actually on Las Vegas Boulevard and Fashion Show. And that's the same, so there's Strip Burger, then there's a Mexican restaurant right next to that, whose name, El Segundo Sol.
El Segundo Sol.
Another great view, and right next to that is a Japanese restaurant, I think it is. So it's boom, boom, boom. I go to the Mexican place all the time. Which is why I remember the name, obviously.
Yeah, El Segundo's good.
And by the way, valet parking on the backside of all those, free, go park there. Pretty hard to beat. Your turn.
No, that is a good one. You're right. Free to beat. Well, I mean, so I'm going to skip the fourth one. How about something a little nicer?
Okay. Gets
like, Bouchon at the Venetian. It's a cool spot. They got great breakfast there, which is nice because it's not the hustle and bustle of what's going on around. They got brunch almost every day until the 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And of course, the patio is a nice spot. There's a fountain there. And it's a good spot. Bouchon.
Okay. At the Venetian. Let's do Margaritaville.
The cool thing about Margaritaville, if I'm not mistaken, you're upstairs, right?
Yeah.
You're sitting outside on the second floor, right?
Yes, I think that's right. Yeah. They were saying here, asked to be on the Land Shark Lookout and enjoy some great weather, music menus, and people watching while you take a look at Caesars. There's actually some more places on the back side of that now. The Link, back side of the Link, has some outdoor dining and places as well. But by the way, who's the smartest guy in entertainment? The guy who owns Margaritaville. What's his name?
Jimmy Buffett.
Jeez, man.
He's named himself after a buffet.
How smart is that guy?
Jimmy Buffett. Very good. Another cool place, and if you've not been inside the Bellagio to check this one, Olives.
Oh, yeah.
And the cool thing about Olives is outside, they have a lake in the back of Bellagio, and you can dine outside, and you got a lake looking at with a little waterfall action, and not the strip. You're looking the opposite direction, but it's very cool. And it's nice and quiet.
Yeah.
You're not got the hustle and bustle of the strip at Olives.
Yeah. Now, they have SW Steakhouse, which is actually in the Wynn. It's not really outdoor dining in that you can't see the strip. It shows the inside controlled lake that Wynn has, and it has these kind of cool animated
Jackie
things.
Jackie said you've eaten at Olives.
I have eaten at Olives.
Okay, you act like you didn't know.
I'm just trying to be fresh and interesting.
Well, the other one at Bellagio, which is not on the list, which we talked about because this is where you dine with Mike Tyson, but Prime Steakhouse, right?
Yeah.
Great Sinatra, view of the fountains.
Not Sinatra, I'm sorry. Picasa is also there, but those are really pricey, scary, but still pricey.
Great views of these.
Okay, downtown. Triple George. Triple George on 3rd Street. This is one of the places So Triple George used to be our go-to place before we went to Smith Center. And I always got the clams. That's my test for a great restaurant is clams.
Why clams?
Oh my God.
Well, ours for a long time with the family was always calamari.
Clams.
Wanted to try their appetizer, wanted to try their calamari. Clams. Now we got to... I like clams.
Clams and wine sauce. Some, you know, jeez. But it's on 3rd Street, so there's not much of a view. But you know what? Urban Rye. Have you been there?
I was mugged about a block away almost.
Hey, good story.
But we were at Triple George and we were walking from that. I love that. It's a great restaurant.
Wait, Urban Rye is on.
We're talking about
Sahara.
Triple George, right?
No. But Urban Rye is on Sahara and Valley View.
Yeah. That's the old Venetian.
No. Sahara
and Valley
View. On the west side of 15.
I know
15. But you said you made it sound like it's right by Triple George.
You said
the reason why I thought
we were talking about Triple George.
The reason why Triple George is no longer my favorite place for clams.
Urban Rye is. I've been to Urban Rye 3 times. It's been closed every time I go.
Well, don't do that anymore.
What time do they open?
5.
Okay, it used to be the Venetian, the old Italian restaurant, the Venetian.
Oh, is that right?
That was there. Yes.
Oh man,
sight of the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life at the Venetian. Now gone. A guy was so drunk. He was in the bathroom.
Right.
He used the stand-up men's urinal, flushed it, proceeded to wash his hands with the water coming down. I'm not making that up. I went, are you kidding me? And out the door he went. And I'm going, I'm not shaking that man's hand.
And he was the waiter.
No, he was not the waiter. Maybe he was the owner and that's why they're gone. I have no idea.
It's Herb. H-E-R-B.
It's like Herb Tarlick.
Rye. That's where we discovered Moscow Mules, by the way.
Oh.
Was at that place right there. They make really big boy Moscow Mules. They're very, very good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. You had a couple outside.
Well, there's a couple that are not on there, and they're relatively new. One of them is relative. Obviously, there's two new centers. We've talked about downtown Summerlin, so there's a lot of good dining options now in downtown Summerlin. Also, Tivoli Village, which is at Rampart and just north of Charleston across from the Sun Coast, has several places for outdoor dining, and you're not dealing with a lot of traffic and a lot of crowds.
The Mexican restaurant there is good.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I forget.
And there's that Poppy Seed.
Yeah. I mean, Echo and Rig is a really cool place. They have outdoor dining on the second floor.
That's one of our favorite restaurants.
We have to go there. It's a great place. My wife loves it as well.
You get the bone marrow.
Let's get the bone marrow.
Oh, no.
You won't do it.
But they have great bacon, and they have those. What are those? It's the, it's the some sort of mushroomy, fried mushroom.
Yeah, where they kind of bounce around.
Jackie was there. Holy Christ, it was amazing. Yeah. It is literally amazing. Okay,
we are over
so
the
we're
total.
Gonna go.
And then the other one, which a lot of people know about, which is in South Shore, not South Shore,
South Shore,
not South. Well, there's South Shore part of town.
Okay,
just like there's a Whitney Ranch, which you couldn't name your house here
after
because.
No.
But Marche Bacchus, which is off of Smoke Ranch there. Desert Shores. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Desert Shores. That's one of...
great place. Wonderful wine selection. You dine on the lake at Desert Shores, which is basically Rampart and Lake Mead area.
That's a nice place.
Very nice place. And there's a couple other restaurants that are actually in there as well.
Yep.
The other restaurants really kind of change hands quite a few times.
Yep.
But Marche Bacchus is very good.
Very nice. Okay. You know what I'm thinking?
What? Time for Haddam? Have a PBR on me. It's cheap.
Okay, it's time for Have a Drink on Me. This is the part where if you are smarter than a fifth grader, you're gonna make a lot of money. Nope, that's not the right show. If you're able to guess things, you could have a drink on your buddy Scott. Okay, what? Hey, Scott, I'm in. I want to be a part. Well, I don't blame you. You're going to be sending an email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Yeah, but what am I sending? Well, again, you are very, very smart. Let's ask these questions. Okay, so here we are. Last week, we did this place.
Yeah, the easiest place on the planet.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
I would think so. We probably have the most winning entries so far as well.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
I know we do.
And the reason you think that is because you're right.
Because it was easy.
So we had 18 entries, which is our largest one since we've been back, 16 of which were correct. We had a couple wrong guesses. One of them, as a matter of fact, Stuart guessed it was the Bra Bar at Arches at Whitney Villa. That's incorrect.
He does get an A for effort.
He does.
Good job, Stuart.
And somebody else thought it might be Coyote Ugly.
Okay.
That, which is a reasonable guess. It's just wrong.
Right.
And so again, here it is.
The tramp stamp gives it away. And there it is. Yes, it is obviously Hogs and Heifers is what it is. Down, which is right next to
Triple George.
Triple George.
That's right.
So you can have a really nice meal, and then a literally five steps away, you can get yelled at by all the Harley guys.
Right. But they're really nice Harley guys.
They actually are. I had a bouncer guy.
There was like a homeless guy come by when I was at Triple George, right, kind of harassing me. And the bouncer at Hogs and Heifers came by and said, "It's time for you to go."
Yeah. And
the guy was like, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Tick tock, tick tock.
I'm on my way out of here. We were there on a Saturday afternoon for a little shenanigans, and there's like five of us, eight of us that went, and we were the only people really in the place at about 2 o'clock on a Saturday, and just had a blast in there with the bartenders.
Okay.
Fun.
So here we go.
So we were not drinking PBR.
So we got 16 winners. I'm not going to read them all off, but you know, there's first of all, Maya was smart. She got her husband to play along. Very well played.
Is this a loser over here?
What is that?
Oh, this is the one who won last week. So sorry, Jackie.
What is that?
They're the winner from last week, right?
Oh, that was just two weeks ago.
Okay.
And so lots of, I mean, we've got Christine, we've got Adams, we've got Kim's, we've got Greg Taylor. Greg's been a long time listener. Mike, of course, in the live chat. He's back in. Monica Butter, who likes margarine for some reason, weird. John, and then here's the one I hope wins.
The one that you have the crinkle on the corner. No,
there's no cheating going on here.
Okay.
But it's Alan Perry, and only because he wrote, a lot of people besides just, you know, submitting, they write me nice little comments.
Right, right.
Like, this Brett guy, where is he from? No. He wrote.
Jackie says that she likes my stories. Thank you, Jackie.
Yeah, good, great Jackie.
That's all right.
Good story. Anyways.
I never get to tell him.
Good story, bro.
Because you never tell him. You're so...
We're at an hour and 3 minutes, and we're not... If I listen to every one of your stories... Oh, yeah, you've got it real rough.
We'd have a monster audience.
We'd have like a five-hour show. It'd be like, it's the Brett Scott show. Great.
Isn't that what we're doing?
Kind of. Anyway, so Alan Perry is like, our show is on his must-have list.
Oh, very cool. All right, Alan.
So I'm voting for you, Alan.
All right, hang on. Let me have that for a second.
Don't do that.
All right, let's pick out
a
winner.
Give me that.
Let's pick a winner.
I can't have any lawsuits or anything.
Lawsuits.
I don't know.
Yeah. You might have to buy two drinks.
Yeah, hold on. So we're... All right. By the way, we have one of our winners, our very first winner, Peggy, finally got back and... Hold on, don't tick.
Can I pick a winner yet?
No, not yet. I forgot to tell what you win. You can win a drink on me, right? So I'll buy you a drink. You come on to Las Vegas or your local, I'll buy you a drink. We go to the bar, I buy you a round. Or you may say to yourself, nope, Don't want to drink on you. I've seen you. You're not much fun. You may want one of my CDs.
You're no fun.
Chrismacoustic 2. These are Christmas CDs. Or Gajazzathon. So far, we've had a Gajazzathon given away. And by the way, here it is, Stuart. It's back.
It's still here.
There's a good chance I'm actually going to mail that at some point because I'm an idiot.
He's waiting for postage to go down.
And Peggy, who was one of our first winners, asked for a Chrismacoustic CD. She'll be getting Chrismacoustic 2.
Jackie says she wants her shot on me.
And hold on. And then the last one is, of course, you can get a Vegas Video Network visor. Yeah, but do they look any good? Well, I don't know. Take a look at this guy.
He makes my dad look really good, doesn't he?
Pretty handsome young man.
Yes, he is.
You could have that as well. Okay.
We're going to see my dad this
weekend. We're going to go back to the shot so you can see there's no
cheating. Shuffling.
Jackie's like, hey.
I've been shuffling.
Is Alan the only one in there?
No, no, they're all here.
Wait, give me. I control the hat.
Look, my hands are clean.
It's no wonder we don't
My get, hands are clean.
Oh, I see. Alan's at the top.
He was not.
It's true. It's not really
I was shuffling.
Okay, here we go. Have a drink on me. Who wins this big one? The winner is... I need a drum roll.
Do you have one?
There nope.
It is. This okay, is it, so. The official one.
And the winner is...
It is...
Stand by.
Christina V.
Oh, she's one of our favorite people.
V for victory.
Christina is an absolute sweetheart. And what does she win? Well, again, she wins either a drink on me, which is unlikely because she's pregnant. Wait, don't put it back in there.
Why are we going to draw another one?
I have to remember.
Oh, good Lord.
So she's pregnant, so she's not going to do that. She can give a CD. You probably want a CD because that'll help the baby sleep. Or a Vegas Video Network visor. Congratulations, Christina V, everybody. She's a sweetheart. She's one of those people that you meet, you're like, God, she's just a super, super nice girl. You know what I'm talking about?
And then
she has a baby, and you're like, wait a minute, you're having sex? Okay, here comes the upcoming, did I forget to load that? Oh, there it is. Oh, that almost.
Did you do it?
No, I got it.
The new Haddam?
Yeah, I almost.
All right.
Okay, here's our new Haddam. Boy, that would have pissed me off if I screwed that up. Here's our new Haddam. This is going to be tough. Here it is. Okay, take a good look at it.
Take a good long look at yourself.
Now,
I see. There's one of the problems with al fresco dining.
What?
It's just all the cars.
Oh,
and all
that's
the
half
things,
the fun. Watching
the
accidents, people being hit. That's half the fun. Okay, so here's our hints. Our three hints for this week's Have a Drink on Me. First one, it's on the strip.
Wow, like in 2 seconds, Malia's already got it.
It's on the strip. That's our first one. The second one, it has arguably one of my favorite views ever on the strip. I'll give you a 2.5 hint. That beer you see there kind of fits along the lines of the vibe there. And here's hint number three. If you look very, very carefully at that photo.
Yeah.
The name is on it. If you look very carefully. Oops, can't show you anymore. Okay.
Here, I'll give you another. You want another clue?
No.
You want another clue?
If you want to know, if you want to send that in already, we've got people in the live chat telling us who it is. You're going to send that email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I give it?
Oh, that's good.
Somebody had to be paying attention.
Did you hear that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
well, that's a little bit thing too. Kind of a hint. All right.
That would be a better hint than the ones you gave away. I'm just. Well, saying.
If I say the guy who owns it, it just. It's
I didn't
just
say
like,
the owner.
Well, you just played a song.
He plays there. He plays there quite a bit as well.
He doesn't play there quite.
Yes,
a bit.
He does.
He actually plays.
Yes,
down.
He does. He does.
Well, why didn't you call me when he plays there?
I don't Next like time you I that see much.
You were there, actually. Didn't you see? You saw him.
I did, but not there.
Recently.
Yeah.
Within 6 months.
Late last summer.
Oh, I thought
it was. It was probably August or August.
Where was that?
It was at the Hard Rock.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay, and finally, before we wrap up, good news, job hunters. Bum, ba-da, bum, bing, bum, bum, ba-da. A lot of people call me and say, well, they don't call me, they email me. Nah, they don't even email me. They yell at me when they're driving by me. And they say, hey, I'd like to move to Las Vegas, but I need a job.
Good luck with that.
Good idea. No, I've got one.
All right.
I've got one for you. The good people over at Slotzilla. Slotzilla, which is the big, this is the sound you make while you're on Slotzilla. That was pretty cool.
I don't know what the hell that even was.
So it's a zip line. It's a double-decker zip line. One seated.
Right.
And one Superman style that goes the entire length of the Fremont Street experience. Anyways, okay. The good folks over there are having a job fair.
Okay.
A job fair. Wow. Yeah. On April 10th and April 11th. If you want to work
that's
at Slotzilla,
Saturday and Sunday, right?
Seems I don't know.
No, it's Friday and Saturday.
Let's go Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, because Sunday's the 12th, the 13th is Monday, the 14th next week is Tuesday. That would be my birthday. I'm just saying.
Good talk.
Today's the 7th, right?
Okay, so if you want to be a ride maintenance technologist.
Well,
probably not technologist. I wrote tech. It's probably just
okay.
Technical guy. Yeah, let's go with that. Or let's say you want to be a ticket office salesperson, or you want to be a ride operator, which I assume includes wiping people's poop off them.
Or cleaning up their vomit.
Hold on, I got a call. Yeah. Hi, Jeff. Jeff Victor, president of FSC. You didn't like the poop comment. Can't argue with you there. I just made that up. It was kind of in the moment. Yep. Yeah, it's the over. Take the over. Brett mostly in his stories.
I didn't say anything.
Not sure really what to do about him.
Well, I gotta find my little niche in here to tell my stories.
Right. So, right, and FSC security officer, of which there are about 400 of those guys running around now.
FSE means?
Fremont Street Experience.
Oh, okay.
So besides, you could either work on Slotzilla, or you could be a security
officer. Would you want to be a security officer at Fremont Street?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, I would not. Would you?
As long as I can carry my gun.
They don't carry guns.
Everybody else does on Fremont Street, so why shouldn't they?
Right? Seems fair.
It's funny. People go through their open carry all the time.
Well, this is a... I was thinking about doing
a
show.
Like literally like a, you know, just a, over their shoulder with a rifle.
I've never seen anybody
absolutely.
With a gun.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about doing a show about getting a CCW.
Yeah, sure.
Have you done it?
I do not have my CCW. But you can open carry in Vegas, so...
Yeah.
But there are different rules whether you're going in Las Vegas, city of,
yeah.
The county,
right.
North Las Vegas, Henderson. They're all a little bit different, so understand what you're doing.
Yeah, no, I'm actually before thinking you about it. I kind of want to go
because I don't
the
believe
CCW
in
thing.
North Las Vegas that you can. But
well, you mean open carry? I don't want to open carry. I just think right. I just want to go through the CCW thing. I think it might be fascinating.
Well, I just haven't dedicated myself to sitting 4 hours in a class.
Well, that's it. It's a Saturday. Yeah. I'm busy on Saturday.
Right. I didn't
I'm
like school when I was in school.
I want to go swimming. It's sometimes at the pools are real nice.
Well, but by the way, you were down. What place were you at? You see some show on Friday night? Where'd you go? You went somewhere?
Cool. Oh, we went. This is a really interesting thing. So, we're over. What the?
Thanks for the invite.
You know,
or we could stop the show and we could have the after
this
show.
This is interesting.
We could do the after
that.
Show.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, we'll do that. All right, so this is it. So we're, we're 12 minutes over. What are you going to, that's not so bad. You could probably fit that in on the radio station.
Probably.
That's not bad.
I can cut off the last 12 minutes.
Well, good, because that's all your stuff. I'm going to rearrange the editing, and somebody's going to put all your words at the end. Hey, if you want to reach out to us, and I can't blame you for the wanting to do that, send us an email at onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. You know what? If you're watching us or listening to us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. Why? Because your whites will be whiter and your brights will be brighter. That's a promise, not a guarantee. Why? Because I don't want to be sued. You can find us on iTunes, on the YouTube, on KSHP, on Roku, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, VegasVideoNetwork.com, Facebook, Twitter. My God, you can't not find us. That's how amazing we are. I'd like for you to hear my opening video again, but we're not going to do it because it's almost too awesome for the crowd. Anyways, thanks everybody for playing along. We will see you next time. What are we going to do on the after show? What are we talking about?
Whatever you want.
Oh, awesome. Bye. Dick.
Recording off.
All right. Is that cranky?